We're going to read from Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading. We thank you for the message of these words this morning. We pray now that you would guide and direct and speak through Enoch as he brings your word to us this morning, that we might be touched and blessed by it. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Enoch.
Good morning and welcome to Harvest Baptist Church. Thank you for your prayers. Pastor Cook is not here. He asked me if I could take his place as he has been in the hospital with Michelle. Everything went fine. She said, but she'll be in pain for a while. Anytime they cut you, you'll be in pain. So she'll be in pain for a while. But thank you for your prayers. I'd like to say happy anniversary to Nick and Kadisha. Yes. And then the fourth will be the anniversary of John and Bridget. Okay. And I'd like to thank the visitors for being here. Welcome. I think it's Brad, Sue, and Ayla. Ida. And there's two beautiful looking women over here. I didn't get your names. Okay. Welcome. Welcome to Harvest Baptist. And in the absence of Pastor, and we miss him, but he loves you and he has a burden for you. And for our regular ones, thank you for being here. I know that some of our regulars are not doing good. Some are traveling. Some are out of town. So I'd like to thank the Lord for that. The message, if I can find it here, the message for this morning is, I titled it, From Faith to Faith. What does that mean, from faith to faith? The scripture that Brother Sina just read, from Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. In Hebrews 11, 1, 6, it says, faith, again, speaking about faith. What does faith have to do with us? Everything, okay? Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If we go to the book of John 20:29, or you could just hear me out, write it down, but Jesus speaking to Thomas. Remember, Thomas walked with Jesus, saw all his miracles after Jesus had told him that he had to die, but he would rise again, and then one day he would come for us. We are a little bit like Thomas. Yes, they tell us this or that, and we believe, but when we run into problems and we don't see the exit, we kind of doubt like him. That doesn't take our salvation, but we are like Thomas in that sense. So in John 20:29, Jesus all of a sudden appears to the disciples, but Thomas wasn't there. And they told him, Thomas, we have seen the Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes, instead of him being all excited, well, he said he was going to do that, so it doesn't surprise me. No, he said, unless I see the prints on his hands from the nails and the side, I will not believe. Okay? So another week passed by, and there the disciples are in a room, and Jesus appears to them. And Jesus says unto Thomas, because before that, oh, he appeared and he's touching him and said, my God, my Savior. Well, that's what he should have been saying in the first place. But no, he doubted. And we're human. As Christians, we doubt, but he will never leave us. So he says unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. And then he talks, this is where you and I come in. It says, blessed are they, who are they? Those that have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Those that, it says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. I have never seen Jesus. I've seen Jesus in the form of godly people. I know that there's bad, and I know there's a God, and I know there's a devil. How do I know there's a devil? Because all the evil around us. How do I know there's a God? Because I see God's people. But Jesus, personally, I have not seen him. But one day, we will see him. Those that have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. There's a verse I didn't write it down, but it says, looking for that blessed hope of the great God and the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. One day, just like Noah preached for 120 years, people would laugh at him. When's he going to come in? Ever since, and we can relate that, because when I was young, my mom and dad say, the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. I grew up as a teenager. The Lord is coming, the Lord is coming. And then I got married, my kids came along, and they now they're grown and gone. And my grandchildren came and are gone. And the Lord has not come yet. But we have believed by faith what the Word of God is telling us. Okay? And Peter tells them, where's the coming? And they're asking the same question you and I sometimes ask ourselves. But Peter says, the Lord is not slack concerning his coming, but is slow to wrath, not willing that any should perish. This is why God has patience. If the Lord had came about 50 years ago, I would have been in hell. But he's patient. He waited for me, and through the Holy Spirit and through God's people witnessed to us. And this is how, by faith. And this is where we're going to go in into faith. In Romans 1:17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. There it is again. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. I think it's Romans 5:1, or where it says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been justified. When the word justified doesn't mean that we were innocent. No, we were guilty. But God, when we accepted Christ, Christ said, yes, you are guilty, but because you have confessed your sins to me, I have forgiven you. I have justified you. And now you're a child of God. So, In Titus, 2:13, where it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior. Did you know that? I think this, and in Genesis, it speaks about a great God. In Genesis, it speaks about when God had done everything so beautiful and wonderful, and he said, and God saw everything that he had done, and it says, and it was great in a great way. It was great. And here it says, and we are looking for the appearance of our God, of our great. It doesn't say of just of God, of our great God, because he's the almighty God. Okay? And in Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, for by grace are ye saved through what? Faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works of righteousness, lest any man should boast. You know what? I thank God that he made men at the very end. Because we're so prideful that we would have probably said that we helped God. Yeah, we did. Uh-huh. And notice what happens when one does something wrong. And we know it was us, but we kind of look around to see who we can pass the hot potato to blame them. Hot potato. Here. I didn't do nothing wrong. And so this is what was happening here. Adam was created at the last, because Adam would have said, well, yeah, God, you did this, but remember when I you put me in the garden and I planted those big old potatoes? So, no, we had nothing to do with God's salvation. It was by grace. And this is what it is. When you and I, somebody had to have witnessed to us. I remember when I wasn't saved and I was partying out there. Sometimes I took about 2-3 days without coming to the house. But on Sundays, I would turn on the radio and guess who was there? Billy Graham. And I would listen to that guy and I enjoyed listening to him. And then my friends come around, I'd turn around to Song of the Eagles or something because I was ashamed. Uh-huh. But by faith, okay, faith is something that you don't see, but it's there. Okay, so when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, somebody witnessed to us and we said, you know what, I believe. And by faith, Father, I am a sinner, I'm bound to hell. But you say that you died for me and that if I repent, you're willing to justify me, forgive me, and write my name in the book of life and give me eternal life. And knowing that we do that, we have a home in glory land that outshines the sun, and one day we'll be here. But the reason that you and I are here is to witness to the lost. And we accept it by faith. If you tell me, well, brother, when they talk to me about the Lord, and I accepted the Lord, and I felt a tingling, and I felt warm. No, something's wrong there, because that's not by faith. That's by works. You did something to get saved. No, not of works of righteousness which we have done. Stop being an Adam. Stop being an Eve. We're lost. And so when we, by faith, my wife and I, they set us down, they opened the Word of God and said, and I would tell the man that guided me to the Lord, you don't know me. Maybe when I am a good person, then I'll come to Christ. And he said, you'll never be a good person. God wants you the way you are. He doesn't want you to stay the way you are. He wants to change you because there's a lot of people, well, I came to Christ, and they continue living their lives the way the world or the way they were before. But there has to be a change. When you, by faith, accept the Lord, faith is a word of action. I can say anything, but if you don't see actions on me, something is wrong there. So if I was going in the direction of sin, and when I repented of my sin, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I had to do a half turn and walk the other way by faith. And since I accepted him by faith, I have to walk by faith until the Lord comes for us in the rapture or until he calls us home. That's faith. Okay? It's not something that we earned. It's something that he gave us. And it says here, for by grace are ye saved, again, through faith. Simply, I simply believe what the Bible tells me. And you know what? Yes, I am a sinner. Do I want to go to hell? No. I don't want to go to hell. But that's where you and I were going until we received by faith and our actions turn around. See, the devil believes, but he trembles, but he won't accept. But when we accepted the Lord, he forgave us by faith. And now we walk by faith. And it says here, that if thou, I'm sorry, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works of righteousness which we have done, lest any man should boast. And then it says here, that if thou shall confess with thy mouth, see, not only by faith did I believe. When we're sitting here and I'm reading the scripture, anybody that's reading the scripture, your heart automatically will say, that's true. What he's saying is true. And sometimes we say, well, how did the preacher know what I'm talking? Who told him? Did you, John, tell her about? No, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to us individually. Okay? And the Holy Spirit convicts us to get right. When we did that by faith, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. And we, when the Lord comes, you know what? That when the Lord passes through here, and he already did, and he sees in your forehead the blood of Christ, because he knows who belongs to him and who does not belong to him. So it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm sorry. For whosoever, it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Guess what? How many of us deserve to go to heaven? None of us did. See, mercy took us from where we should have been, and grace put us where we ought not to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, that thief on the cross. Can you imagine? Lord, I've been serving the Lord for a little over 40 years. And boy, in my life, there's been valleys, there have been floods, there have been oceans. God has opened the ocean for me, and I've gone through there. And I've been struggling. And guess what? And Lord, all of a sudden, this guy that has lived a tremendous, ugly life, And all of a sudden he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. And that thief repented right there. He knew that he was on his way to hell. He knew that Jesus was the one that came and died. But you know what? A lot of times, I'll accept you, Lord, when I'm old and wrinkled and can't move. Because we think that we have a whole bunch of life ahead of us, but we don't know the day or the hour that we will die. And if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're bound to go to hell. And so the thief knew that he was going to hell. And all he said, Lord, remember me when thou enterest into thy kingdom. When you and I by faith said, Lord, we weren't on a cross, but we were on our way to hell. Said, Lord, remember me. And when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, by faith, guess what? The Lord, if you accept the Lord and you're walking in the same way that you're walking or you were walking, something is wrong. There has to be a change, and there will be a change. Why? Because the Holy Spirit that now dwells in you, when you try to drink that beer, when you try to smoke that cigarette, when you try to say that lie, when you try to do that which you used to do when you were unsaved, the Holy Spirit, notice that he is a gentleman. He will never, see, we walk around, oh, brother, and we get that hammer and boom, we use it against people that have sinned, but the Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he'll bring us back to him, say, brother, sister, you're wrong. And you know it. And he will talk to us in a way that it'll bring shame to us and say, Lord, forgive me. We don't ask him to save us again because he saved us once and for all. And he has given us eternal life. And we need to understand that eternal life is forever. Well, if I stop going to church, and please don't stop coming to church, that doesn't take your salvation. But I can guarantee you, you're not going to be comfortable. And you know what? That preacher is always pointing at me or thinking that, no, it's the Holy Spirit. And God's people here care for you. It's amazing when a brother or a sister is always here. And sometimes we take them for granted. But the day they're not here, hey, where's so-and-so? We miss him. Why? Because the Holy Spirit puts it in us and maybe give him a phone call. Hey, we missed you. What's going on? And the Holy Spirit uses us as brothers and sisters to encourage us. That's what he does. But when we, by faith, accepted him, in John 1:12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. When we did that, we were born into God's family. And we belong to him. The world might laugh at us, but we know where we're going. I remember when I was a teenager and I'd see people that are 50 years old. Boy, those guys are old. 50 years, he's 50 years old. I'm 64 years old. And I go, oh, they probably look at me and say, oh, 64, he's old. But it doesn't matter. When I accepted him and now, and I keep on walking, when I accepted my wife and I accepted the Lord by faith, and there was a change in my life, in her life. And now we have to walk. And we've been walking for 40 something years by faith. And Lord, it's faith, but one day we'll be there. Our faith that we put in Christ will take us home one day. Our faith that makes a difference in our lives is going to make a difference in your home. Because even in my family, Ed has always said, Enoch, we have the same family, but with different names. Why? Because in our families, we all have people that are very smart, and some are very arrogant, and some are drunks, and some are drug addicts, and we have all of that. But you know what? Because our faith took us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I've had my family or my wife's family side where they say, ah, here they come and all that. But you know what? As soon as something happens, guess who they run to? Can you pray for us? Oh, now our God is real. But see, because they're looking at you and me, when you took that step by faith, and they say, well, what? And then they'll start asking questions, and you could use the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit guide them into the right direction. Ephesians, and with this I'm going to finish. I think I am going to finish. Yeah. Carrie said, if I go over, he's going to throw water bottles at me. So I don't want no bottles. Let's go, and I'm going to read this, okay? I've told you that I have problem with my vision and everything. I got COVID, and so I write with big letters. But I'm going to read it from the Bible, Ephesians 2, 1 through 8. Ephesians 2. 1 through 8. I believe this should be our testimony to the world. When you talk to people, your family, you want to know why I accepted the Lord? Because one day I was like you, on my way to hell. And all of a sudden, when we believe, the Lord changed our life. But this should be our testimony if we have received the Lord. It says, and you, me and you, has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of who? Disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire and of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See what it is? Our faith took us, but we were walking in the same direction. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, and sins has he quickened us together with Christ by faith, are ye saved. And has raised up us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. And then it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. If you are here and do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to have Marlene playing. There's a song that I like, and it says, Amazing Grace, how sweet thou art, or the song that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And all because of faith. I'm going to ask you to stand as we hear the piano play. I'm going to ask that you bow your heads, you close your eyes. If the Lord has spoken to you, or you have something in your heart and you want to come and talk to the Lord, go ahead and start passing. If you're here and you've heard of God, but you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you've been a religious person, but you've never accepted Him, may you by faith make that choice and come before Him. Accept Him. And from faith, from now on until the Lord comes, accept Him by faith. Live for Him. Amazing grace. How sweet the Lord. As the piano player, I'm going to be praying, and I pray that you pray also. And thank God for what He did for you. And then after that, I'm going to be asking Daryl to dismiss us in a word of prayer. If you want to go ahead and pray, I'm going to go and pray, but you don't have to, but may the Lord speak to you.